I'm Dream Queen. You're in the cab with me. And thank you so much for tuning in to KMRD LP Madrid, New Mexico, and rolling. This is our book club hour. We're back out here. Thanks to everyone who listened to the show last week with Travis. If you haven't been able to catch it yet or you didn't know about it, go to In the Cab Radio at YouTube or In the Cab with Dream Queen on any of your podcast platforms, and you will find the episode with our local homie, Travis Stroop. Very great conversation. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Got a different perspective on the Khalil Gibran and his story of how he discovered the Prophet, which is what we're reading in the book club. You can also go to Linktree and In the Cab Radio. Scroll down to the bottom, book club resources, and you will find links to free versions of the Prophet, and you can follow along. All right. Briefly, for those of you who don't know, Al-Mustafa, he is who we refer to as the Prophet, and he is leaving a place called Orphalese, where he had been in residence for 12 years. We don't know why he's there, how old he is, what his background is. We just know he's looking out in the first chapter, and he sees through the mists across the sea his ship coming to bear him back to his homeland. And he says, "It's time for me to go, but it's with a heavy heart and sadness that I leave this place here now." And we follow him down to the waterside, where he has kind of gathered a group of the villagers as he's walked down. And then the high priestess of the town, Almitra, whose name stands for hope, she comes out and asks him to please give his wisdoms, his witness of themselves back to themselves. And he said, "People of Orphalese, of what can I speak save of that which is even now moving within your souls?" They were all really sad to see him go. And the subsequent poems are the folks in the crowd coming up and asking him to expound on certain themes. And that line just there of "what can I tell you save what you already know?" We come back to that on teaching. "Then said a teacher, speak to us on teaching. And he said, no man can reveal to you aught but that which already lies half asleep in the dawning of your knowledge. The teacher who walks in the shadow of the temple among his followers gives not of his wisdom, but rather of his faith and his lovingness. If he is indeed wise, he does not bid you to enter the house of his wisdom, but rather leads you to the threshold of your own mind. The astronomer may speak to you of his understanding of space, but he cannot give you his understanding. The musician may sing to you of the rhythm which is in all space, but he cannot give you the ear which arrests the rhythm, nor the voice that echoes it. And he who is versed in the science of numbers can tell of the regions of weight and measure, but he cannot conduct you thither. For the vision of one man lends not its wings to another man. And even as each one of you stands alone in God's knowledge, so must each one of you be alone in his knowledge of God and in his understanding of the earth." Khalil Gibran of Teaching from the Prophet, published by Alfred Knopf, 1924. All right, so this is one that came out of that trilogy back in September when we first introduced the book, and I just at random here in the studio picked three poems. And like I say, I don't remember what I said back then. So we're going to come here now. And the things that were coming to me, I was with a friend last night. And since I wasn't doing homework when we were hanging out, and then I was like, all right, well, you had to help me with my homework. So while I do this, read me that. And she read it. And we thought about it. And I thought, you know, that's great. If you really understand that as a teacher, it takes the pressure off of you as a teacher. You know, she's taking on homeschooling her kids. And so that's what brought the homework to the forefront, you know. And you can't really make people learn stuff. And I feel like this piece, it gives permission to the people who strive to enlighten folks that leading by example and just living your life is probably the best way to guide. People don't believe you when they're told. And I got a lot of love for my people out here who are teachers in state-run schools. That must be an especially difficult challenge. So as a person, you know, who feels invested in grown folks learning myself, because it's a life and death situation for me, you know, I'm going to play a clip from Nina Simone here in a minute. It's on topic. You know, it's a matter of life and death for some of us to work toward the understanding of others. And I talk on this show a lot about how we're in Earth School, we're here together, and how we progress as a class depends on our slowest students. And from where I stand in my philosophy, we're supposed to help the less fortunate. And to me, people who act without conscience are very, very, very less fortunate. Let alone the people that they affect blindly or willingly. Still try to have compassion for people. So, you know, we're in Earth School in class and you just buddy up and then you're like, okay, why did the teacher put me with them? Man, you ever been, I don't know how many people have, you know, public school, like, have ever had this, you know, you had to pull your chair up. They didn't ask you who you wanted to partner with back then. They just went down the roll. And then sometimes the teacher would be extra mean and just put people who didn't get along on a team. You know? And it's just like that, you know? So here we go. You know, you're learning by doing and by being challenged and being stretched because, you know, we just have to go through it. We have to go through it together. So I said before, I'm not here to bring Khalil Gibran as a scholar, you know, for my role as a scholar. I kind of touched on that in the beginning of this series, and now I understand that that's not how I want to approach the book club, especially not poetry. We have our interpretations, and that's the beauty of the arts. And that's a point in this poem. And maybe that's what where Nina Simone, I thought it was going to be redundant to play this, but it's not because he doesn't say it in exactly these words. And an artist tries to describe how they see beauty, how they see pain, you know, how we see things, but you can't ever really explain it.
Well, what's free to you?
What's free to me?
Yeah.
Same thing it is to you. You tell me.
No, no, you tell me. No, no. Because I have to talk to you for
it's
such
just
a long...
It's just a feeling. It's like, how do you tell somebody how it feels to be in love? How are you going to tell anybody who has not been in love how it feels to be in love? You cannot do it to save your life. You can describe things, but you can't tell them. But you know it when it happens. That's what I mean by free. I've had a couple of times on stage when I really felt free, and that's something else. That's really something else. Like all, I'll tell you what freedom is to me. No fear. I mean, really, no fear. If I could have that half of my life, no fear. Lots of children have no fear. That's the closest way, that's the only way I can describe it. That's not all of it, but it is something to really, really feel.
Nina Simone on freedom, and also a little bit on teaching. You know, it was interesting to me how the interviewer said, what's freedom mean to you? And she said, you tell me. Same thing it means to you, you tell me. No, you tell me. You know? And she went right into how you can't articulate something to someone that is a feeling. And it brought me to this lesson in teaching, brought me to that, and watching our... We can't deny certain language. We can't deny certain language in America. Our commander-in-chief. He is our commander-in-chief. And his cabinet members and personal press, goon squad, whatever you want to, watching the behavior that comes out of this person who represents our country, it's full of teachable moments. It's full of teachable moments. And so when we're down here in Earth School, and this, you know, again, I'm just walking with you around the shadow of the temple, right? Trying to make sense of what we're going through. And I am clear that my perspective and my experience, I am very clear, is my own. Somehow I wound up on a journey in this body to this radio station. And somehow you wound up tuned in at this moment. Whether this moment be in real time live or at some other point listening to this pre-recorded. We're all here together, being influenced by each other's experience. And that's what life is about. That's if we're awake and aware to this situation and we're conscious and we can try to flex the muscles of compassion without having to learn stuff the hard way. Sometimes people telling you something is enough. So that's where I'm circling back to. I'm not here to break apart what Gibran actually said or meant. But what's resonating with me here in the times and in my own understandings and my own experience is there's a conversation that I had with my mom the other day and with another friend of mine, the no man is an island saying, you know. And in some ways, we each do stand alone. As an individual, we have to deal with the consequences of our actions. You are born alone, you die alone, they say. It's not really, I mean, you could be a twin and you can have people around your deathbed, but really these journeys of what happens in that time when the lights go out and if anything even happens, I don't know. I believe that there is a singularness on the one hand to my experience here on the earth, and then there is a, I'm going to make up a word, plurality, pluralness, a multi-dimensional experience, the interaction with the rest of you. And it's all on purpose. We engage on purpose, right? So when we engage in difficult, challenging ways, how we come out of it, we are re-experiencing Earth, and we're re-experiencing God as the God energy exists within us. And so, to all the people this week, I said what I said. Things don't always look pretty, because part of the experience is we hurt each other. And sometimes we don't show up as our best selves. And sometimes we don't want to teach. You know, sometimes I don't want to teach through my experience, because that's at the end of the day, we know, as Nina Simone alluded to, as, you know, Zelensky alluded to in the Oval Office, you're going to feel this pain that I feel. Because we're gone past the point where I need you to, you know, do something for me. Now you got to do it for you. A lot of people don't understand what it meant to be discriminated against, whether of ableism or racism or intelligence. You're too smart for people sometimes and they fire you. You know, the outrage that certain people who have been oppressed in this country is just like, you know, it runs up against a certain wall. Until you feel it, you won't get it. And I don't want to be in that study group. So my buddy and I were talking about, you know, how it's unfortunate some people were not born with compassion. I think some people I'm not going to go into that. That's like 3.0. I'm going to leave that train of thought to the side. It's too deep for here. But I think, you know, some of us are born, you know, a little bit more sensitive than others, that in these bodies, and, you know, I do believe it's just this, our souls come in with different things going on. We're not all the same. It's very clear. We are not all the same. And then that is influenced by our upbringing, our families, schools, the town where we live, whether, you know, we took in media or whether our parents did, all of that, you know, all depends on and shapes who we are and how we will treat each other. But now in 2025, there's very few excuses. It's a willful ignorance that permeates. It is a willful ignorance that permeates due to people's reluctance to let go of privilege. There are all these little ways that we want to feel better about ourselves, because life can be demeaning under capitalism, and we can't help but step on other people in different ways. And so when Zelensky said, you will feel the effects, you will feel the impact of this war, the administration is going to, and has already, and did let's just call him what he is. We can just pretend like he's not, but he's ruining our country. The president, our president, hey, he's there, right? The vast conspiracy that got him there, based on bigotry and bias, we let that fly. He said, don't tell us what we'll feel. And then he found the buzzword that he remembered his press. You can't dictate to us what we'll feel. Now, Zelensky is sitting there looking beat. If you saw this, you would see your man is tired. He is so tired. He has been doing his best. Okay. And he tried to quit his job last week. I don't know if anybody remember that. He was begging. He's like, if y'all will just please, you know, to NATO. He's like, I'll step down. It was right after Trump called him a dictator. And he's like, I can't. So regardless of whatever, you know, I can hear people out there right now, you know, the transmissions, man. I can hear you talking about, you know, well, he took this and this money, that. That's cool, but that's not what I'm talking about right now, because we'd be here all day and I don't have that information in front of me. I'm just talking about what happened in the Oval Office yesterday. And I see a man whose head is down, but he sassed back. He didn't sell over his country, at least as far as yesterday afternoon when I saw it. Because I was really like, dude, don't go in there and give Don Corleone, wannabe Teflon Don, your don't sign it. Don't sign it. Well, he didn't sign it. Nobody signed nothing. And he turns and don't tell us what we're doing. But Zelensky knows. That's what he's saying. He's like, it's going to ripple out there to you, man. You're going to get it. He's like, I don't even have to do nothing. He's just like, it's going to happen. You know? And then they got on him about, why you're the leader of your country. Why don't you wear a suit? Why don't you wear a suit? You even own a suit, the one cat said, from over Trump's shoulder. And they all chuckled with their nooses around their necks. And Zelensky was like, I don't wear a costume. I don't wear a costume, and I won't. Maybe when this whole thing is done, I'll get a nice suit. Maybe it'll be as nice as yours or nicer. And he held his head up. You know, while his ambassador held her head down in her hands, the Ukrainian ambassador is just, whew. And then they all got in each other's face. I didn't see the whole thing, but I was going to watch it before this, but real life happened. Real life happened. And I made some memes with my friend. You know, it's like some turtles, just marvel at the wonders. Sometimes, you know, you got to balance that out, right? But they all flew off the handle at each other, and then he told Zelensky, we're done here, and sent them off. And he's like, yeah, I'm out anyway. But, you know, that whole thing, it reminded me of my ancestors and our envoys to Washington. And the humiliation that my ancestors endured all the way up to this day. Murders in our own house, for walking down the street, whatever, you know. America's indifference and indignance. That people in this country could even fight, like any people, like even the poorest country farmer could find it within themselves to vote on the platform that this person ran on, the stuff we even knew about was bad. But you have a disregard for other people's suffering so much that you voted for this fool. And now I'm supposed to say you got lied to and we need to all just get along. Like I'm Rodney King standing here, face all like bloody. Like that's like I got that in my soul to just keep saying, come on, we gonna be all right. We gotta get it. No, you need to change. You need to change, and you need to look, and you need to wake up at other people suffering and develop some compassion, or else you're going to feel it. And we're in it now. We're in it now. And I can see America slipping back into segregation because we become so frustrated with each other that we can't speak nice, that we can't recognize our own internal biases. I ain't a teacher, I'm a preacher, y'all. Forget it. We walking together or what? Y'all knew better. And the people who blame the leftists for Kamala not winning, y'all know what people did who have ideals when they went into the voting booth, number one. So mind your business there. But number two, if you can't see the many faces of colonization and fascism and how it manifests through even the darkest skinned people, even the womanliness of women, is an ideal. It's an ideal of supremacy through the actions of our government that allowed Trump, of our legacy of making fun of primitives, of poors, of people coming from different cultures, making a joke out of them, and then snatching their stuff under duress instead of having compassion and continuing with peace talks without a bribe on the table. But we're going to have to learn the hard way. All together now. Now, I like to take meaningful classic texts or contemporary texts, shed light on what's happening right now. And a lot of times, but comes through. I had notes. Regular listeners know this. Sometimes they just go out the window. I want to circle all the way back. The teacher who walks in the shadow of the temple among his followers gives not of his wisdom, but rather of his faith and his lovingness. That's all I'm trying to do when I show up here. I want y'all to understand that there's a lot of weeks where I don't want to come. Because my feelings during the rest of the week of life, how life treats me, and I feel like I just don't have it in me to come here and try to use my platform. I can't do it in these times just for pure entertainment. There's a responsibility that comes with being in this position during trying times especially. And B, is just my assignment as a soul to show up as often as I can and push through. That's what growth is. In astrology, when we talk about squares, it's that push, that tension of resistance to inaction. And so 3 or C or whatever number I'm on right now is my philosophy is to raise the vibration and bring to you faith and lovingness in our abilities as a species to do better and as Americans to do better. I cannot change the past. None of us can, and we know that. But what we can do is go into the future with a certain eyes wide open. And I will continue to use the word woke, awake. Everybody who is asleep, they don't want you to be awake. You're shaming that word. You want to live in ignorance. And therefore, my job as a teacher, you can hover, but I can't express too much energy trying to convince you. And I will let you see my pain sometimes. Because it's part of your experience as well. You don't get to just act like a jerk and then get away scot-free with your little feelings intact all the time. That's what happened. That's how you learn the blues. What are the blues? The blues is when you get your feelings hurt. When you thought you was doing right, and then somebody showed you that you weren't, or you just getting done wrong for being alive and having hard times. That's the blues. Santa Fe, a lot of white people love the blues. They crying the blues right now, boy. I don't think I can pronounce a lot of Russian. I have a hard time already with English. I'm going to fight the powers that be. I don't know about you. We're just going to keep on trucking. Let's see. That's it. I'm going to tell you that I love you. Go to In the Cab Radio at Linktree. You can join up on your podcast platforms and listen to it all. All right, y'all. Take care. I really need to burn 2 more minutes, but you don't want to just hear me babble on and babble on over nothing. Lean into your compassion so you don't have to learn the hard way. There's more than one way to do a thing. Okay? And it has to... Oh, okay, I'll tell you. I'll spend my 2 minutes. That's how they do it on the floor, don't they? Jasmine Crow, get your 2 minutes, girl. I'll take my 2 minutes. Okay. What was it? Doggone it. Ah, shoot, I forgot. Hang on, I had it right. Oh, yeah, I got it. The heart chakra. My homie and I were talking about how people, I didn't conclude this thought. People being born with compassion versus, you know, maybe needing to learn it in a different way, or maybe your childhood wounds set you back on what you came in the world with. You know, I came in the world with a lot of sensitivity and 5 minutes in front of the evening news as a kid, and I was ready to say peace out, Earth, you know. So everybody goes through our cycle, given what we were supposed to, but just open your heart chakra, because when you come in, it's open. And these things, when you feel it in your chest, when something touches you like that, ride that out and act from that feeling. The ball of light in your chest, like, work on flexing that muscle. Okay. Energy. We're light. Okay. I love y'all. Keep doing the best you can and stretch to do better. In the Cab Radio is produced by Jada White, aka Dream Queen. Original theme music produced by Baby Weekend Boys and Icky Mac the Beat Jugular. Learn more at In the Cab Radio at Linktree. Thank you so much for tuning in.